Chapter 70.
And in those days, I, Noah, saw that the earth had tilted and its destruction was near. And I set out from there and went to the ends of the earth and cried to my great-grandfather Enoch. And I said three times with an embittered voice, "Hear me! Hear me! Hear me!" And I said to him, "Tell me what is happening on the earth, why the earth is so troubled and quakes, lest I perish with it." And after that there was great quaking on the earth, and a voice was heard from heaven, and I fell on my face, and my great-grandfather Enoch came and stood by me and said to me,
"Why have you cried to me with a bitter cry and lamentation? A command has gone forth from the presence of the Lord against the inhabitants of the earth, that their end is accomplished. For they have learned all the secrets of the messengers, and all the violence of the adversaries, and all their powers, and the hidden secrets and all the powers of those who practice sorcery, and the power of spells, and the powers of those who cast molten images in all the earth. And they have learned how silver is produced from the dust of the earth, and how soft metal originates upon the earth. For lead and tin are not produced from the earth like the former. There is a mine which produces them, and a messenger stands within it, and the messenger is preeminent."
And after this, my great-grandfather Enoch took me by my hand and raised me up and said to me,
"Go. For I have asked the Lord of Spirits about the quaking on the earth. And he said to me, because of their iniquity, their judgment has been accomplished and will not be withheld in my presence. Because of the sorceries which they have searched out and learned, the earth will be destroyed along with those who dwell upon it. And these watchers will never have a place of refuge, for they have shown them what is hidden, and they are condemned. But as for you, my son, the Lord of Spirits knows that you are pure and blameless of this reproach concerning the mysteries. And he has established your name among the holy ones, and he will preserve you from among those who dwell upon the earth. And he has established your righteous seed for sovereignty and for great honors. And from your seed there will flow a fountain of the righteous ones and the holy ones. And they will be without number forever."
And after this, he showed me the angels of punishment, who are prepared to go forth and let loose all the power of the water that is beneath the earth, that it might be for the judgment and destruction of all who reside and dwell upon the earth. And the Lord of Spirits commanded the angels who were going forth that they should not raise their hands, but that they should keep watch. For these angels were in charge of the power of the waters. And after this, my grandfather Enoch gave me the explanation of all the secrets in a book and the parables that were given to him, and gathered them for me in the words of the book of parables. And I went forth from the presence of Enoch.